Waking you up weekday mornings from 7.
105 Breakfast with Neil and Linda.
Cambridge 105.
Let's do an update. A lot of people have been pressing for an update. Let's just go back a little. Remember a few weeks ago when we were looking at Twitter, Jimmy's Cambridge put out a tweet about the ARC project down in Reading, which is all about a bus. A gentleman has got a bus together and is basically converting it into a mobile homeless shelter with additional facilities and all these sorts of things. And we said, well, actually, I said,
that's a great idea.
Why can't we have a bus? Anyway, so Louise Wilson went and contacted Stagecoach and she contacted Whippet. And yes, sure enough, they both offered us buses.
They did.
So we thought we'd better go and see this thing. So we went down to Reading and we saw all that was going on with this this project down there. And we came back. But we then thought, right, well, now we need to speak to the experts and find out just what the story is in Cambridge. Do they need a bus like this? And so yesterday we went along and we met with Barry Griffiths of Jimmy's, and Barry's in this morning. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Now, Linda's going to talk you through all this. What?
So, you know the story mm-hmm. Barry. We've got two potential buses, not just one, that we could do something with. But we really need to know if there's a need in the area, because there's no point in kitting something out if it's just going to get in the way, effectively. Or not be useful. So what's your take on this? Do you think this would be of any use at all?
Well, I mean, first of all, let's commend the people of Reading and the area of Reading for doing this, because any idea to remove people from the streets is always meritorious.
Absolutely.
And I think that's something that should be applauded to help people off of the streets. Turning to Cambridge, I think probably about 20 years ago now, we had the bus that existed in Cambridge pre-Jimmy's, pre most of the services in Cambridge, and I think that was a good idea at the time. But I think that the services in Cambridge have evolved to a point where, at the moment, whilst it seems a good idea, it might not actually be practical to run because of the other options that
exist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you were saying to us yesterday, it might actually end up hiding the problem or diverting from
Absolutely.
The resources that are there.
The issue is what do we? How do we help the individuals that might use the service?
Yeah.
What options do they have to remain off the streets? Because I think that's the idea, really, is to provide a sustainable future and a manageable future for individuals that wish to come off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the buses could be a good focal point. But with services similar to ourselves, like Winter Comfort, Jimmy's itself, and other organisations around the city, that actually there is a significant amount of provision for people to remove themselves from the street if that's what they wish.
Yeah. I think Cambridge is particularly well kitted out for this kind of thing, isn't it?
It kind of looks like we're about 10, 15 years ahead of the curve, because down in Reading, they have an umbrella organisation. It was something like Rainbow Reading or something. An umbrella organisation to sort of cover what services they do have, but there is no equivalent, as far as we're aware, of Jimmy's in Reading. Yeah, it's actually, you know, size for size, the town must dwarf Cambridge.
Well, I would imagine so, and it is quite a large university town itself as
yeah.
well, you know. So I think one of the things that this highlights is a disparity of support for people on the streets across the country.
Yeah.
You know, certain pockets of areas are fabulous, you know, and get some significant attention. Other areas, perhaps not quite so much. And maybe they don't regard themselves as having so much of an issue. But I think, you know, as has been documented, it's on the rise, rough sleeping. And I think there's something needs to be done across the country, not just here in Cambridge, to look at how best we can help the individuals that find themselves there.
Yeah.
We're looking at numbers we've seen bandied around are showing that the numbers of homeless people in Cambridge have pretty much doubled this year, up to from 20 to around the 40 mark. Does that time with what you're seeing?
The verified count in November last year was around 45.
Right.
So that is a significant increase on the previous year's figures. And it's roughly gone up about 50%. So I think, you know, it's quite shocking, really, that those amount of individuals find themselves in such desperate need quite so quickly. So
yes.
I think we need to look at how we can perhaps prevent it rather than trying to fix the cure once they're on the streets.
So if you had a magic bullet, I know we haven't asked you this question, you've not been primed, but if you had a magic bullet, where would you start?
I think it's looking at the causes and the reasons why people find themselves on the streets. Homelessness is kind of a panacea. It's something that is labelled on individuals that are on the streets. That may not necessarily just be the reason they're there. There are quite significant amount of reasons why individuals find themselves on the streets. And I think that where we need to look at is perhaps helping those individuals with any issues they may have prior to them finding themselves on the streets, you know, kind of a pre-eviction type workshop.
So it never gets that bad.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, once you've hit the streets, you've reached the bottom as far as you can go.
Yeah.
And I think trying to lift that back up is very difficult. You know, I'm very fond of a phrase that's bandied around, is that from front door to street floor is actually quite quick.
Yes.
But from street floor back to a front door takes an awful long time. And it takes a significant effort on behalf of the individual, let alone the services required to support them.
And is that something that you struggle against? You said exactly that. A lot of it has to come from the individual. And sometimes they're perhaps not in the best of places, are they?
No, exactly. And I think there's measures running around Cambridge, you know, the investment in perhaps a mental health team to go onto the streets by the council and individuals like that.
So this is this 390,000 they've managed to get.
And that will hopefully show some merit and be useful to allow individuals perhaps with complex mental health issues on the streets to find support a lot quicker than perhaps they would.
Yeah. And I imagine the confidence drop that happens to you when you find yourself in that situation just leads to that as well. Because it's all a state of mind, isn't it? Yeah. It must feel awful.
It's a tremendous loss of self-esteem.
Yeah.
You know, you've lost the major thing in your life, which was always going to be your house, you know, and perhaps along the way, the family issues and stuff like that. So there are big self-confidence issues in people that find themselves on the streets, and it is a mentally tough environment.
Yeah. Now, when we were talking to you yesterday, I got the impression from what you were saying that with the Cambridge Church's homeless project and things like that to support the real winter months, that you're pretty much okay on the number of beds and with winter comfort and everything else, all those other ancillary services doing the rounds. That The infrastructure is pretty much there, hence really you don't see much of a need for a bus, to be honest. But you were talking about getting Jimmy's a bit more out there. You mentioned Mandela House.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that happens is Jimmy's does what it does. We look after individuals that come to us or are referred to us through direct access. And we try and find them a sustainable and suitable place for them to move on to. But I think, you know, part of the assessment happens on the street. There is a street outreach team in Cambridge. They do a fine job. But I think the numbers are getting bigger, as I'm sure Winter Comfort will attest. They're seeing more individuals drop into their service. And I think, you know, the assessment really does need to happen a little bit further outside of the door of Jimmy's. And perhaps one way to do it is to be more of a partner with, you know, as much as we are a partner with the Cambridge Council, and offer our services outside of the front door. And I think that's something that perhaps should be explored.
Excellent. Good stuff. Yeah. I mean, you mentioned when we've met you before when we did our little investigation a couple of years back into the situation in Cambridge, that the City Council actually comes out pretty highly rated amongst all the organisations.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the credit where it's due. They are an organisation that engages, you know, whereas perhaps it didn't have to.
No, we went out on the streets thinking they're going to come out of this pretty bad, and they didn't. And it's like, well, that's heartening. That is heartening to know that the City Council is kind of leading the vanguard
on
this. Good. Lovely, Barry. Well, thanks for that. We will kind of not pursue the bus project anymore because we didn't want to turn up with something that wasn't going to be any use. But we did want to, you know, at least if we were offered one, we thought we at least ought to look into the possibilities in Cambridge.
And there may be wider possibilities in Cambridgeshire rather than Cambridge itself.
Lovely. We'll get in touch with some other organisations and let them know.
Just before you go, Barry, on the news this morning, we're talking about the students are going to be out this evening giving out tea and food to the homeless. And, of course, that was because of a situation that happened recently. Do you have anything to say about that? Do you have any comments to make about the student involvement? And
I think from a Jimmy's perspective, which is where I come from, obviously, you know, we are supported exceptionally well by the student body and the faculty and the staff at the university. We've always had great relations with them. They have always supported individuals on the street as far as we know, going back an awful long time, probably before Jimmy's.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the one thing that's come out of the unfortunate incident is, again, the community's decided to take action, which is positive. And I think it's that should be celebrated, and that actually means something, that actually individuals will be invested in and will be spoken to, because it's quite a lonely time on the streets.
Yeah.
And one thing I would say is that the food and the tea and everything will be absolutely beneficial, but never underestimate the power of hello.
Yes.
You know, just just actually talking to someone who's been on the streets is actually quite a powerful thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the community has stepped up to the mark. And it's not just in Cambridge, it ranges from Nottingham all the way down to Cambridge.
Yeah.
And we've been quite astounded as to the response, so bravo.
Well, I mean, again, just to pick up on this and just one final point, there was this, effectively, about a £5,000 windfall coming in, is that right? From the Just Giving page that was set up on as a result of this incident?
There is more than one now, so
really?
That's really something to be...
And what will happen to that money? Will it all just...
Well, here at Jimmy's, you know, because it's been raised for Jimmy's, if you like, we're going to talk to the page owners and have a grown-up discussion
right.
as to where we can do it. We need the pages to run their course and see the size of the beast at the end of the donation run. And then, you know, I've been in touch with a couple of them and a couple more have just popped up. So we'll have a discussion and see what we can best do.
So at the end of the day, some good has come of all this.
Undoubtedly.
Excellent.
Undoubtedly.
Barry, it's always lovely to see you. Thank you for popping in.
Thank you very much.
And we'll catch up with you shortly. That's Barry Griffiths of Jimmy's here in Cambridge.